Today's daf is Erichin Daf Yud. We are holding on Daf Yud Amar Aleph. We are at the Mishnah on the top of Daf Yud Amar Aleph. The last thing we were discussing yesterday, right before the Mishnah, was that if a person says that he's going to be a Nazir for the amount of times that equal the amount of days there are in Yemos HaChama, so then he has to observe 365 Nazirus. If he says he's going to be a Nazir for the amount of times he's going to accept upon himself the number of Nazirus that equal the number of days that there are in Yemos HaLevana, in a year of in a lunar year, so then he has to observe 354 Nazirus. So I mentioned yesterday that there is a Yerushalmi, I think I mentioned that there's a Yerushalmi that says if a person just says stam, hareni nazir kamini mos hashana, I'm going to be a nazir for the amount of sets of nazirus that equal the number of days in a year. And he never says what kind of year, a lunar year or a solar year. So the Yerushalmi says it's a suffix whether he means a solar year and therefore needs 365 nazirios, or he means a lunar year and therefore needs 354 nazirios. The Yerushalmi leaves that as a suffix. So it's interesting, the Rambam in Hilchos Nazirus Paragimel Halacha Zayin writes that if a person says hareni nazir kamini mos hashana, so if he says explicitly Yemos HaChama, it's 365. If he says Yemos HaLevana, so then it's 354. But if he just says Stam, we count 354 Nazirios. So the Kesef Mishnah raises the question that in Yerushalmi it's a suffix whether he means Yemos HaChama or Yemos HaLevana when he just says it's Stam. And it's Nibayi de Loiv Shita. The Yerushalmi never answers the question. So how could the Rambam Paskin Pshitos that he must mean Yemos HaLevana, that it's 354 Nazirios that he observes? So the Kesef Mishnah's Metarites that the Rambam must assume that it's a suffix, but the Rambam holds suffix Nazirus, Lahakel, that you're always going to go Lakula when you have a suffix Nazirus. Mishnah Melech has a different Teretz. Mishnah Melech says that the Rambam writes Beferish that the reason that he's Mekel over here is that by Nedarim we're Halech Achalosh B'nei Adam. And typically speaking, when a person says a year, they mean a lunar year, they don't mean a solar year. And he says that that's clear from the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Yud Beis and Beis, where the Gemara says that a Mudur Hanoa Mechaveru L'Shana, he counts 12 months Miyom Liyom. So we see that a Stam Shana is Shnas HaLevana, it's 12 lunar months, and that's it. And the reason the Rambam goes against the Yerushalmi, says the Mishnah LeMelech, the Yerushalmi leaves it as a suffix, and the Rambam is sure that the Lashon B'nei Adam over here is 12 lunar months, is a lunar year and not a solar year, is that the Yerushalmi is L'shitah, so that the Yerushalmi holds that we don't go Achar Lashon B'nei Adam by Nedarim. The Yerushalmi holds that we go Achar Lashon HaTorah L'chumrah, that when it means we have to be Machmir for the Lashon HaTorah as well. And it's not always Achar Lashon B'nei Adam, but the Rambam paskins like the assumption in the Bavli that we always follow the Lashon B'nei Adam. Now, L'maynaf Kamina, whether the Pshat in the Rambam is like the Kesef Mishnah says that it's a suffix, or Pshat in the Rambam is like the Mishnah LeMelech says that it's not a suffix, it's just that we assume Holchanach Lashon B'nei Adam. So Mishnah LeMelech says it would be a big enough Kamina between his own explanation and the Kesef Mishnah's explanation. In the case where a guy doesn't say Minyan, he just says, I'm going to be a Nazir, Kiyamos Hashanah. Not that I'm accepting upon myself consecutive terms of Nazirus. I'm accepting upon myself one Nazirus, the guy says. How long is that Nazirus going to be? As long as 1 year. So in that situation, it's one long Nazirus. It's not a series of shorter Nazirios. So in that situation, the Gemara Nazir is very clear that we would not say Suffolk Nazirus Lahakel. The Gemara Nazir, Daf Chesed Ben Aleph, we'd only say Suffolk Nazirus Lahakel when it's about multiple periods of Nazirus. But a single period of Nazirus, we would never say Suffolk Nazirus Lahakel. So according to the Kesef Mishnah, you would have to be Noheg 365-day Nazirus, because it's no longer subject to the rule of Suffolk Nazirus Lahakel. But according to the Mishnah Melech, that it all depends on Lashon B'nei Adam, and Lashon B'nei Adam is that a year means 354 days, so maybe you'd only have to keep a 354-day Nazirus. That's just to finish up from what we were discussing yesterday. Okay, now we have a new Mishnah, Daf Yudam Aleph, at the top. Says the Mishnah again, we're continuing in series of Mishnahs where you have no more than X, no less than Y. Ein pochsin me'asr ma'achas tekios b'migdash. You can never do less than 21 tekios in the Beis HaMikdash, and we never have more than 48 tekios in the Beis HaMikdash. In the Mishnah, Maseches Tamid, the Mishnah says that the Zman of these tekios were during the time of the Nisuch Hayayin, which was the Zman of the Shir al-Karban. two Kohanim would stand by the Shulchanos that were close to the Mizbeach, and before the Kohen was Menasech, they would blow the Chatzotros, they would be Tokea, Tkia, Trua, Tkia, and this is when they would blow every day in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Shin Pei Dalet writes that even though the Torah is only Mazir and these Tkios to do it Dafka on a day of Simcha, Moed, Rosh Chodesh, special days of the year, says the Sefer HaChinuch, love Dafka, it's really something that we do every single day in the Beis HaMikdash with Chatzotros ala Korban. It's something every single day. It's not only on special days of the year. His raya is from the Gemara Rosh Hashanah that we actually the Gemara over here also, the Gemara in Erechin quoted earlier, that we say that everyone is chayiv in Tkiya Shofar, Kohanim Levim v'Yisraelim. So the Gemara had asked, what do you mean? What's the Chiddush that Kohanim are chayiv in Tkiya Shofar? Why wouldn't they be chayiv in Tkiya Shofar? It's a mitzvah like any other mitzvah that every Jew is chayiv in. So the Gemara says, no, it's a chiddush because we need to tell me the Kohanim are chayiv, because I might have thought that since it says Yom Truah Yielachem, that only someone who is who's only chayiv in tkios on Rosh Hashanah is chayiv in to the mitzvah of Tkiya Shofar, but someone who's chayiv in tkios year round is not going to be chayiv in Tkiya Shofar. And since Kohanim are chayiv in tkios year round, I would think they're not chayiv in Tkiya Shofar. What do you see from that Gemara? That Kohanim are chayiv in tkios year round. That it's not only on special days. That every single day of the year they're chayiv in tkios. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, there's a raya that it's not only on Yom Tovim, it's not only on Rosh Chodesh, not only on special days. It's year round that Kohanim are chayiv in tkios. The Minchas Chinuch says that according to the Rambam, the tkios of the Shari Mos Hashanah are only midrabanan. Only the tkios of Shabbos, Yom Tov, Rosh Chodeshim are midaoraisa. So you have to explain that Gemara. When it says year round, it means days other than Rosh Hashanah. It doesn't mean literally every day. It says, yeah, that I might have thought that since Kohanim are chayiv in tkios on other days of the year, not every day, on special days of the year, they should, therefore they wouldn't be chayiv in tkios of Rosh Hashanah, Kamesh Milan. That's why it tells me that they're chayiv in tkios of Rosh Hashanah as well. Another comment the Sefer HaChinuch has over there in Shin Pei Dalet is that this mitzvah is noeg bizman habayis bekohanim, because aleihem a mitzvah letko b'chatzotros. It's a mitzvah dafka for the kohanim to blow the chatzotros. The pasuk says ubnei Aaron kohanim yitku b'chatzotros, when it talks about the traveling of the machlos in the midbar. So that's what the Sefer HaChinuch says, dafka the kohanim. And he says shema tomar lo yitokin hamel akorban al avim. Maybe you would say, no, this is musical instruments. Since when the kohanim do musical instruments? Isn't that the job of the Levim? So because they're clay nigel, and he says, "Ain't okay." Shari Mishnah Mufreshes Betamitsham Nasnu Lo Yayin Lenase Chasgan Omid Al Keren VaAsudim Biyado VShnei Kohanim Omdim Al Shulchan HaChalavim VShtei Chatzotzos Biyadam. Two Kohanim with Chatzotzos Takov Ariyu VTakov. It's explicit in the Mishnah Mesachs Tamid that it is Kohanim who do this. Now the Rambam writes that Yemei HaMoed and on Rosh Chodesh, the Kohanim would blow Chatzotzos and the Levim would say Shira. So you see that it sounds that on the other days the Levim are also allowed to be Tokei B'Chatzotzos. Rambam makes a point that it's only on these special days where the din is Doraisa, where the din of blowing the Tkios are Doraisa, that's where you need Kohanim to do it. But on other days where the din is not a din Doraisa, it's only din Rabbanan L'shitas HaRambam, so then maybe Levim would be able to do it as well. But either way, we never have less than 21 nor any more than 48 Tkios in the Migdash. Now the parallel sugya in Masechta Sukkah tries to count out all the different possibilities of how you could have up to 48 or even more tkios, and there the Gemara actually raises the possibility and shows proves that there are days where you could have up to 57 tkios. So over here it's really lav dafka that it's not more than 48 under normal circumstances, not more than 48. But sometimes you'll have situations where it actually is more than 48. Ein pochsin mishnei nevalim v'lo mosifim al shisha. We don't have any less than two nevalim, which and the Gemara will explain what nevalim are exactly. It's a musical instrument, nor more than six. In order for the orchestra to sound nice in the Beis HaMikdash, it has to be the right number of instruments. Ein pochsin mishnei chalilim v'lo mosifin al shnei masar. No less than two flutes, no more than 12. U'b'shnei masar yom b'shana chalil makal lefrei ha'mizbeach. And for 12... days during the year, they would hit the chalilin in front of the mizbeach. Now, what does it mean, hit the chalilin? You know, it's not a drum, a flute you play by blowing into it. So Rashi says, no, it means they would, with their fingers, to cover up the holes of the flute, they're tapping the different holes with their fingers to make the sound musical and make it sound nice. And when are these days, these Shnei Masur Yom, that they would play these instruments? B'shchitas Pesach Rishon, when they would shech the Korban Pesach, B'shchitas Pesach Sheni, when they shech Pesach Sheni, V'yom Tov Rishon Shal Pesach, first day of Pesach, V'yom Tov, right when they shech the Korban Pesach, that's Erev Pesach. So now we're saying the first day of Pesach as well, U'b'yom Tov Shal Tzeres and Shavuos, U'b'shmonos Yimeyachag, all 8 days of Sukkos. Those are the 12 days. V'loya Makabav Shal Nechoshes Albav Shal Kanem Nesha Kolo Areit. And they wouldn't use a copper flute, they would use a flute made out of reeds, because it made a nicer sound, which, meaning, obviously, there's an emphasis over here on Zekeli Van Veyu, on Hidr, on beauty in the process, but there are different types of Hidr Mitzvah. Sometimes there's Hidr in the Cheftza Shal Mitzvah, and sometimes there's Hidr in the Maisa Mitzvah. Over here, the Mishnah is telling us, more important than having a Hidr in the Cheftza, than having a nice-looking flute, is having a nice-sounding flute, is the Maisa Mitzvah of the actual music, the actual playing of the music should be behidur, rather than the actual cheftza shel mitzvah being a beautiful cheftza shel mitzvah. And they wouldn't end when the tune would end, when they'd end the song, they'd have only one flute playing, because that's how it sounds nicest. You end the song with the solo. You don't end the song with multiple flutes playing together. Va'avde kohanim ayu divir Ameir. These were avde kohanim who were playing the flutes. That's what Ameir holds. Rabbi Yossi Omer, mishpachas beis pegarim ubeis sifra me'amum hayu masiyin l'kuhuna. These were special mishpachas that were miyuchasim, that were able to marry off their children to kohanim that would play the flutes. Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus Omer levim hayu. Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus says, no, these were Levim that would play the flutes on these particular days. Again, what we were discussing before, whether it's a mitzvah for the Kohanim or also the Levim, or it's only Kohanim or also Levim, that was about the Chatzotros. Now we're just discussing the playing of the musical instruments during the bringing of these various Karbanos on these special days. So that's Machlokas, exactly who would whose job that was, who would do that. Okay, says the Gemara, Masis and Delok Rabbi Yehuda. Our Mishnah seems to be against Rabbi Yehuda. Detanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Hapoches Liyuchos Mishava, V'mosav L'yosav Al-Sheshes, right? Our Mishnah said that you never have less than 21 tkios, never more than 48. Rabbi Yehuda says you never have less than 7, never more than 16. So obviously our Mishnah is against Rabbi Yehuda. So says the Gemara, B'maika Miflugi, what is the Nekudas HaMachlokas between the Tana of our Mishnah and Rabbi Yehuda? These numbers are vastly different from each other. 7 and 16 is very different than 21 and 48. So Rabbi Yehuda Savar Tkiyah Trua Tkiyah Chadehi. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a set of Tkiyah Trua Tkiyah is considered one. So he says no less than 7, it means 7 times Tkiyah Trua Tkiyah. No more than 16 means 16 times Tkiyah Trua Tkiyah, which actually turns out to be the same as 21:48, meaning what you actually blow. Tanakama, the Tan of our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda, agree to what you actually blow. The question is, how do we label it? Is Tkiyah Trua Tkiyah a single blast, or is Tkiyah Trua Tkiyah 3 separate blasts? Rabbi Yehuda holds it is a single blast. Rabbanan Savri Tkiyah Luchud, Utrua Luchud, Utkiyah Luchud. And the Rabbanan hold, no, each blast is its own is its own thing. My time with Rabbi Yehuda, so why would, is its own unit. So what's the svar of Rabbi Yehuda? Why does he hold Tkiyah Trua Tkiyah is all one? Ksiv Pasuk says, Utkatim Trua, Uksiv Trua Yitku. It says two different psukim where it has Tkiyah and Trua in the same phrase, one with Tkiyah right before Trua, one with Tkiyah right after Trua. Lets you know, Tkiyah Trua Tkiyah is all one thing. Shramina Tkiyah Trua Tkiyah, Chadahi, it's all one. V'Rabbanan, the Rabbanan would say, no, those psukim, Ahulu Pshutul Fanao Pshutul Achra Udasa. That comes to tell me that there's a chiyuv to blow a tekiah prior to a trua and a tekiah after a trua, but not to tell me that it's considered one blast, just that there is a chiyuv to blow in that way. V'rabbanan my time, where did the Rabbanan get the idea, the Rabbanan being the Tana of our Mishnah, get the idea that tekiah trua tekiah are actually 3 separate units? D'chsivu b'hakil ha'sakel titku uvelo teriyu. Pasuk says that when you're makil the kahal, you blow tekiah but not trua. Now if you hold that every single time you have a blast, tekiah trua tekiah is one unit. So the isal gedag tkiyatur tkiyah chadihi amar rachmana avid palga de mitzvah. What, the Torah is telling me you should do a half a mitzvah? Torah says in a certain circumstance when you're being makil the tzibur, you blow tkiyah not a teruah. Why would the Torah tell me to do a half a mitzvah? According to Rabbi Yehuda, tkiyah alone without a teruah is not a mitzvah. The whole it's not even one unit, a full unit is tkiyah teruah tkiyah. So it doesn't make sense that the Torah would tell me to do a half a mitzvah. That is, and Rabbi Yehuda would respond, Simana bialmahu. No, that's not a mitzvah at all. Ubahakilas hakal is just a simon bialma. It's just making a loud noise so everyone should know to get together. But it's not a technical mitzvah of tkiyah. Enochinami, whenever there's a mitzvah of tkiyah through tkiyah is necessary. You can't just do one without the other. Over there's just stam, a simon bialma. Get everybody together. But you would never have a half a mitzvah. So the Aruch Lener is bothered by this line of the Gemara. The Aruch Lener in Masechta Sukkah on Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis, where the Gemara says this same line, he's bothered. What do you mean we don't have a half of mitzvah? The Torah would never tell us to do a half of a mitzvah. Sometimes you have a mitzvah in a certain context is considered a mitzvah, and in another context you do half of it, and that's considered the full mitzvah. For instance, you have by a Korban Chatas that you're supposed to be the matan dam of a Korban Chatas is that you need four matnos dam on the four kronos on Mizbeach. You need to put the dam on the four corners of the Mizbeach, and that's all one mitzvah matnos dam of the Korban Chatas. And nevertheless, by the Korban Ola, by the Korban Asham, the Torah says, you do shtei matnos dam. Ay, chatzi mitzvah, shouldn't we be getting up and screaming, no, it's only half a mitzvah, I can do anything you have. No, by a Korban Chatas, the mitzvah is four matnos dam. By a Korban Asham, the mitzvah is shtei matnos dam, not a half a mitzvah. That's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is a lesser shear. That's explicit in the Gemara in Zvachim. By Bechor, Maaser, Pesach, there's only matana achas. What, that's a quarter of a mitzvah? No, that's the shear of that mitzvah. So what kind of comment is this? That if b'hakel is a'am, you only blow tkiyah, how could you do half a mitzvah? That's the mitzvah by hakel. Very, very difficult. The Aruch Lener raises this kasha. You have other examples that maybe are a little more relatable than karbanos. Tefillin, the Torah's mechayev, four parshios in the tefillin. How many parshios do you need in mezuzah? Two parshios in mezuzah. Why don't we say it's half a mitzvah? I thought the mitzvah was four parshios. How could it? No, for a different mitzvah, a lesser amount is what you need for that mitzvah. Every mitzvah has its own shear of exactly what you need, has its own ingredients of exactly what you need. So in the Emek Sukkah, he writes that even though it's true that Malika Simen Echad and Shtei Parshios of Mezuzah are considered a Chatzi Mitzvah, still they are a Dover Shalem. It's a Cheftza Shel Asiyas Dover, even when you do two parshios in the tefillin, or you do malika on simen echad of a bird. But a tekiyah without a teruah, according to Rabbi Yehuda, aside from being a chatzi mitzvah, it's a chatzi cheftza, it's a chatzi davar. Meaning, it's not only everyone agrees that a parsha shalim is a parsha. It's just that, maybe for certain mitzvahs, you need to have more than one parsha, more than two parshios. You need to have four parshios for the mitzvah of tefillin. But Rabbi Yehuda is saying that, by definition, there's no such thing as a tekiyah. A tekiyah itself is meaningless. That the very nature of a blast, of a trumpet, or a shofar has to be tekiyah through a tekiyah in order for it to be a shame mitzvah, a shame davar shalim. But difficult to know how Rabbi Yehuda would know that, or how we know that's Rabbi Yehuda's shita. Okay. Says the Gemara Vayter now. Of Rabbi Yehuda, Kamanaz lahadam Rav Kahana in bein tekiyah through lo klum. Who is the Tana that agrees with Rav Kahana's statement, or which Tana is Rav Kahana in agreement with when he says that you don't that there could be no break at all between a tkiya and a terua? So Kaman Rabbi Yehuda, what do you mean? That's obviously going like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, tkiya through tkiya is all one thing. So obviously you can't break in the middle. According to the Rabbanan, there are three separate units, so you can break in the middle. So Pshita, of course it's going like Rabbi Yehuda. No, I might have thought it's even going like the Rabbanan. And when it says that you can't break in the middle, it's coming to teach me not that you can't break at all, but it's coming to teach me you can't take a giant break like Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan held that if you blow nine tekiyos at nine different hours of the day, you yotze. So Kamashman is just coming to tell me you can't do that, but a little break maybe you can do. So it says Marvei Machinami, maybe Taka true, that it's going like the Rabbanan, and it's just telling me Dafukim in Rabbi Yochanan. Imkain, my velo klum. No, then Rav Kana would not have used the words velo klum. If he meant you're allowed to break a little bit, just not too much, he never would have said, ein bein velo klum, that there's no break whatsoever. He would have said that there's no significant break. But to say that there's no break whatsoever makes it sound like there's even a very small break is not okay. Rashi writes that according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that Tekiah Teruah is one mitzvah, you can't be mafsik between the Tekiah and the Teruah, and between the Teruah and the Tekiah that follows it. Rather, you have to do pepas achas. But in Sukkah, Rashi writes, you can't be mafsik more than kidei neshima. The implication of Rashi is, but you can be mafsik kidei neshima. You can take a breath between your tekiah and teruah, even though it's all considered one mitzvah, it's all considered one unit. Tosos Maseches Sukkah writes, not only can you be mafsik kidei neshima, you must take a breath in between. Without a hefsik of kidei neshima, you're not yotzei yechiv, because the sound of a tekiah and the sound of a teruah are distinct sounds. It may be one mitzvah to blow tekiah, teruah, tekiah, but the sounds must be distinct sounds. If you have a long sound and without any break goes going straight into a broken up sound, that is neither a sound of a tekiah nor a sound of a teruah, because that's considered one sound. You need to have some sort of separation for them to be considered separate sounds. The Ramban in Rosh Hashanah, Lamadal Lamadal, writes that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's also a hafsik, afilu kidei neshima. So we have three shitos in Rishonin. Rashi sounds like it's mutter to be mafsik kidei neshima. Tosvos, you're chayiv to be mafsik kidei neshima. The Ramban, you're not even allowed to be mafsik kidei neshima. There could be no break whatsoever, according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, between a tekiah and a teruah. Fine, says the Gemara Vayter now. We're at the two dots on toward the bottom of Daf Yudam Lalef. Shneimasar yom ha'shana maka b'chalil. There are 12 days of the year where they would play the flutes in the Beis HaMikdash. So, Maishna Hani, what are special about these 12 days that the Mishnah identifies? Ho the Yachid gomer b'hanes ha'halil. These are 12 days that a Yachid would say the entire halil. Da'amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Yatzadik Shmanasar yom she'yachid gomer b'hanes ha'halil. There are actually 18 days on the Jewish calendar where a Yachid says the entire halal. I was at a chasen last night. The Rosh Shiva sat down next to me and said, "Nu, what's tomorrow's daf on? Is it hard? I didn't look at tomorrow's daf yet." I said, "It's Erech and Daf Yud. It's the halal daf." He said, "Ah, Erech and Daf Yud. It's one of those dafim that you know in Shas, even if you don't learn Maseches Erech. Erech and Daf Yud is a famous daf for halal, for the discussion about halal shalim. So this is it starts right here, the discussion about halal. So this lashon of gomer behenes halal. So Tosfos right away says, Gomer ben es halal, that implies that there are other days where we're not gomer the halal, where you don't say the entire halal, but you do say some parts of halal. He says, Pirushu b'sharyam enom rosu klal. Tol says, no, don't make that implication. That's not what it's trying to be, that's not what the Gemara is trying to imply. It's not saying that there are other days that you don't finish halal, but you say part of it. No, other days, you don't say halal at all. There's never a mitzvah to say halal, except for when you're saying the entire halal. He says, don't say lekel afrushe b'sharyamim ein gomer. Can't be. How does he know that it can't be? Because there is a famous Gemara Maseches Tainis Daf Chav Chesam Beis, where the Gemara tells us that Rav once went to Bavel and he saw that they were saying Halal on Rosh Chodesh. He was ready to stop them because you don't say Halal on Rosh Chodesh. There is no din of Halal on Rosh Chodesh. But then he saw that they were skipping a couple of paragraphs, so he says, "Ah, Minag Avasem Biadeim. They must have a Minag that they say Chatzi Halal, what we call a Chatzi Halal on Rosh Chodesh." But it sounds like Rav held that you don't say any halal at all. So there's no din of saying halal in Rosh Chodesh, saying a chatzi halal. It's a minag, and that's what the Gemara identifies it purely as a minag. It's absolutely not a din. When we say it, it's also just a minag. The only time that there's a din to say halal is the 18 days identified in the Gemara right now. Ah, if it's only a minag, should we make a bracha on it? Says Tosos two lines from the bottom over here. Mikol makom amar Rabbeinu Tam, titzarech levarech alav. Yes, you do make a bracha on this minag. Tekach mash mahach tesav alav sekinah shem varech alav dimlokein miyad shara arav shalom baruch lefanam miyad ayach lahavin shalom yechava. This mashmos that gemara and tainus is that they made a bracha on that halal, because if they weren't making a bracha, why was Rav confused at first? Rav, when he first heard them saying halal, he thought, wait, they must think it's Pesach. They must think think it's Sukkot. What are they doing? They're saying regular Hallel, and only when they skipped did he realize it's only a minhag. If they didn't make a bracha at the beginning, Rav would have realized right off the bat that it was only a minhag. He would have realized right away that it was only a minhag because they weren't making a bracha. So it must be that they did make a bracha. You make a bracha in a minhag. There's a gemara in Sukkot Memdalan and Beis. I'm in Haga Lo Mevarchinan that we don't make a bracha on a minhag by Chibut Arava. There's no such thing as a bracha on a minhag. So says Tosfos, it depends what kind of minhag. Hani mili tiltul the minhag kamar rava. Avala kriya the minhag varchin shapir. If the minhag is to take something, you don't make a bracha on a maisa, a minhag that involves a maisa of taking something. But if the minhag is to say something, we do make a bracha on a minhag to say something, like halal. So at the end of the day, Tosfos says we do make a bracha on the minhag of saying Halal Rosh Chodesh, and he says it's just like the fact that women make a bracha on Netilas Lulav, even though women are not chayiv in Netilas Lulav. So one might have argued it's a little bit different. Somebody's chayiv in Netilas Lulav. So you say, Hashem Kishon Mitzvah Tzivanu, collectively, that Klal Yisrael has this mitzvah in Netilas Lulav, no one has the mitzvah of Kriyas Halal and Rosh Chodesh, but nevertheless, Tosfos over here makes that comparison between the two. So anyway, so there are 18 days that Yaakov is Gomer Ben Halal. What are they? Back in the Gemara, Shmoni Me'achag, the 8th is of Sukkah, Shemoni Mechanukah, it is a Chanukah, Yom Tov Arishon Shal Pesach, the first day of Pesach, Yom Tov Shal Atzeres, Shavuos, Ubegolas Mechad, and in Chutz Laaretz, it's 21 days. It's not 18 days, because you have the Yom Tov Shenis. Tishas Yimei Chag, you have 9 days of Sukkot, Shmoni Yimei Chanukah, still only 8 days of Chanukah, Shnei Yom Tovim Shal Pesach, first 2 days of Pesach, Shnei Yom Tovim Shal Atzeres, and the 2 days of Shavuos. Now, the Tos points out, the Gemara doesn't bring that they would say the Halal on the Erev Pesach at the time of the Shechitas of Pesachim, because that Halal was only done in the Mikdash. So we don't count a Halal that's done in the Mikdash. We're only counting those Halals that are done by all of Klal Yisrael. So Frek the Ran, Maseches Pesachim, a very strong kasha, and Chavav Amaralf Bedapei Arif, says the Ran, what about Halal B'Lel HaSeder? We say Halal at the Lel HaSeder as well. That's done everywhere. It's not only done in the Mikdash. Why don't we list that on the list of Halals over here? When we say the first day of Pesach, or Chutzal's first 2 days of Pesach, we're talking about the morning at Shacharis. But what about Halal B'Lel HaSeder? So the Ran has a couple of Terutzim. Number one, he says, we're only listing those Halals that are on Asiyas HaMitzvah. The Gemara says that, we're not listing those Halals that are on Asiyas HaMitzvah. By Lel HaSeder, it's together with the Mitzvah of Mitzrayim. So we don't mention the halal by Shechitas Pesachim either, because it relates to the mitzvah of Shechitas Pesachim. We're only mentioning halals that are just halals. It's just halal. It's not associated with any other mitzvah. His other answer is that it's not shaykh to count the halal on the first night of the Seder, because the Gemara only counts daytime halals, and that's a nighttime halal. So we're not mentioning anything that's done at night. Okay, Maishna b'chag d'amrinan kol yoma, Maishna Pesach d'lo amrinan kol yoma. So ask the Gemara a very basic question. Why is it on Sukkot we say Hallel every day of Sukkot, and on Pesach we only say Hallel one day of Pesach, or in Chutz Laaretz the first 2 days, but really only Yom Tov Rishon? So the Gemara has 3 criteria in order to say Hallel. So says the Gemara, number one, the Chag Chalukim Mekarben Hoseyan, the Pesach Ein Chalukim Mekarben Hoseyan. In order to require a new halal, there needs to be a new chi of carbon. On Sukkot, there's a new chi of carbon every day. On Pesach, it's the same carbon every day. So, frankly, Gemara, if that were the only criteria, Shabbos, the chalukah b'carbon seh halema, then you should say halal on Shabbos, because Shabbos has its own carbon. Says Gemara, lo ikrimoi. No, there's a second criteria thing. There's a second criteria that it's not called moed, that it has to be called moed in order to be chayiv in halal. Says Gemara, oh yeah, there are only those 2 criteria, Rosh Chodesh tikrimoi lema, you should say halal Rosh Chodesh, because that's called a moed. Rosh Chodesh has its own carbon, and it's called a moed. Says Gemara, lo iktish pasiyas melacha. There's a third criteria. There has to be something that you're not allowed to do malacha on. Rosh Chodesh, you're allowed to do malacha. Dechsev Ashir Yelachem Kalel Iskadish Chag. Laila HaMekudosh Lachag Toton Shira. Only a night that's actually Mekudosh Lachag that has an Isra Asiyas Malacha requires Shira. V'shein Mekudosh Lachag Ein Toton Shira. So essentially, 3 criteria. It needs its own carbon, it has to be called a moed, and it has to be day that it's Asr Basiyas Malacha. So says Gemara, I could think of a few other examples of days that have all those 3 criteria. Rosh Hashanah V'yom HaKippurim Dikru Moed. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur are called Moed. They're Rikdash Vasiyas Malacha. You're not allowed to do Malacha on them. So, and they have their own Kabarnos. So you should say on those days.
So Mishum Drabi Avod, Amr Rabbi Vo, Amr Malach Yashar, Snekarish Barhu, Ribbon Shalom, Nema, In Yisrael, Am Shiru, Fnechab Rashon, Yom Kippurim, that the Malach Yashar said the same time on Klal Yisrael. Why don't we say Shiro? Why aren't we saying Hallel on Rashon Yom Kippurim? Amr Lehenna, Kurish Barhu responds, Efshar Melch Yoshev Elkisi, Adin, Misifra Chai, Misifra Mesim, Sukh Lefanav, Vishrol, Am Shiru Lefanai. Could it be at a time of Din, when the Sifra Chai, Misifra Mesim are open, that it's appropriate to say Shiro? Now that's entirely inappropriate. You wouldn't say Shira at such a time. So that's why we don't say hello at that time. Now, that's why we don't say hello on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. This is a major maramakom, another major sugya in Shas, and that is the sugya of whether Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur have a mitzvah of simcha. There's no shira, so at the very least, this gemara implies that the simcha is muted. That's the lashon of the Rambam, that even though these are days of simcha, they're not days of simcha yisera, the Rambam says. Now, it's interesting, our gemara says that the reason you don't say hello on Chol HaMoed Pesach and on Shvi'i Shel Pesach is because it's not chalukim b'karbonoseim, is that it doesn't have separate karbonos. So the Chol HaMoed Pesach and the last days of Pesach don't meet the very first criteria that you need in order to say Hallel, namely that it be Chaluk v'Karbanoseim, that it has its own separate Karbanos. The Taz in Or HaChaim, Siman Tav Tzadi, Sivkat and Gimel, quotes a different reason from a Medrash. He says, the reason we don't say Hallel on the seventh day of Pesach is because there is a Gemara in Masech Sanhedrin, Lamitesam and Beis, where the Gemara says that when the Mitzrim were drowning in the sea, the Malachi Asharis wanted to say Shira in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to them, Masa Yodai Tovim B'yam V'atemom Shira L'fanai. How could you sing Shira at a time like this? There are human beings that are dying. You can't say Shira when there are human beings that are dying. So apparently you can't say Shira on Shvi'i Shel Pesach because it was a day that there was a tremendous human catastrophe, even though it was great salvation for the Jewish people. But the loss of human life is overwhelming from Kriyas Yamsuf. So that's why we don't say Shira. So, and says the Medrash, once we don't say Shira, once we don't say Hallel on Shvi'i Shel Pesach, you're not going to be able to say Hallel Chol HaMoed either, because you don't want Chol HaMoed to look more chamer than Yantif. You don't want Chol HaMoed to look more special than Yantif, than the last day of Pesach. So the Taz has this completely different reason than our Gemara has. Our Gemara has a much less exciting reason. It's that there are no new Karbanos. Okay, no new Karbanos, no Hallel. The Taz has this much more exciting reason with the Amaisi Yadai Tovim B'Yam and human loss of life. So says the Yeshuas Yaakov, both reasons are necessary. Yeshuas Yaakov writes, the reason that the Gemara gives, the reason that the Medrash and the Taz quotes from the Medrash are both necessary. Because really, there would have been two reasons to say Hallel on Shvi'i Shel Pesach. Number one, it's a Yontif, and as a Yontif, it should require Hallel. Number two, it's Hallel al Nes. A major Nes occurred. So in addition to the Kedushas Yom of a Yontif, you have to say Hallel when a great Nes occurs. So the Gemara gives a reason, why don't you say Hallel? It's a Yontif. So the Gemara says, it's not a separate carbon. So that's why it doesn't get Hallel, even though it's a Yontif. The Medrash of the Taz quoting is asking, why don't you say Hallel? Forget about Yontif. Say Hallel because of a Nes. So now that Nes had a tremendous loss of human life. So that's why we don't say Hallel mitam Nes. But both of those reasons are critical. Both of those reasons are critical to answer both svaras of why one would have thought to say Hallel. So says the Gemara Vayter now, v'hachanaka d'lo hachi v'lo hachi v'kamar. If you really need all these three criteria to say Hallel, what about Chanukah? It doesn't have any of these criteria. And nevertheless, we still say Hallel in Chanukah. Says Gemara, yeah, but that's not Hallel of Yontif. That's Mishum Nisa. That's Hallel al Nes. There was a Nes of Chanukah. So we're saying Hallel al Nes. That's why we say Hallel in Chanukah. So Frek the Gemara, Purim Dika Nisa Lema. Purim, there's a Nes. So even though it's not a Yontif, we should say Hallel and Purim. Why don't we say Hallel and Purim? The Gemara is going to have, again, three very famous answers. Number one, says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Lefi She'enam Shira al Nesha B'chutz Laretz. You don't say Shira on a Nesh that happens in Chutz Laretz. So I ask the Gemara, is that really true? Mask of Nachem Rabbi Yitzchak Var Yitzias Mitzrayim D'Nesha B'chutz Laretz Huvar Min and Hallel. We say Hallel on Yitzias Mitzrayim, and that was a Nesh in Chutz Laretz. The Gemara's kasha is a little bit difficult to understand. Turi Evan asks that in Megillah Daf Yudalit, he says, what's the Gemara asking? Why do we say Hallel on Pesach? Not because of a Nes. We say Hallel on Pesach because it's a Yontif. That when we say that you don't say Hallel on a Nes in Chutz Laretz, that's talking about Hallel on Nes. Hallel on Yontif has nothing to do with the Nes. So the fact that we say Hallel on Pesach is Yontif has nothing to do with the fact that there was a Nes of Yitzias Mitzrayim. So Turi Evan says what the Gemara must be asking about is Hallel on the Lela Seder. Hallel at the Lela Seder is Hallel on a Nes. So that's what we're meaning. The halal that we say shachris on Pesach in Ochinami, that's halal of Yontif. That the Gemara is not asking about. The Gemara is saying, well, why do you say halal and lel seder? Because that's about the nes of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Well, halal and nes, but it was a nes in Chutz Laretz. Why are we allowed to say halal for a nes in Chutz Laretz? That must be what the Gemara is asking. Maritz Chaya says, what do you mean? How could you say it's all about halal of the night of the seder? Halal that you say in shul is only a minhag. He says the raya is many shuls don't say it, so it must only be a minhag. Halal that you say during the Haggadah, also only a minhag. The raya is you stop in the middle and you eat and you talk and there's so much going on in between the halal. It can't really be a din of halal. Very, very difficult to understand the Gemara's kash over here. So either way, the Gemara is asking somehow that if there's no such thing as saying halal on Nes and Chutz Laretz, why do we say halal on the Nes of Yitzias Mitzrayim? Say it's the Gemara Kedetanya. The specialness of a nes in Eretz Yisrael only begins once we enter Eretz Yisrael. Prior to the Jewish people entering Eretz Yisrael, then the nes anywhere has the same status. It took on special meaning once we enter Eretz Yisrael. So this rule that we only say a halal on a nes that happens in Eretz Yisrael is only a rule after we enter Eretz Yisrael. You have such a svar in other places in Shas. The Tos writes in Masech Shavuos that a shavua b'nikitas chefetz is learned from Avram Avinu when was mashpia Eliezer. Where did Eliezer hold? He held the makom milah of Avram Avinu. He held the bris milah of Avram Avinu. But nikitas chefetz, you need to hold the davar shebekdushin. You need to hold the sefer Torah. Meichitesi, you could just hold the chefetz shel mitzvah. Why? You could hold the lulav, and that's nikitas chefetz. Tos says, yeah, before we had a Torah, then you hold whatever mitzvah you have. But once we have a Torah, so then we have something bigger. Sometimes things change as it develops, and we got Eretz Yisrael. So now Eretz Yisrael took on a special prominence, and Nesim Chutz Laretz wasn't so special. Once we got a Sefer Torah, so Sefer Torah takes prominence. Nikitas Chefetz can't be done with something less. That's Rav Moshe writes in a tshuva. That's why the Medrash celebrates the fact that Jews didn't use non-Jewish names in Egypt, and that's why we were zochah to Geula. We were zochah to be let out of Mitzrayim. Rav Moshe says, what about all the Amoraim and Tanakh and Gaonim and people throughout Jewish history that all had secular names? What do you mean? Whatever happened, they wouldn't have been worthy of Geula? He says, no, before we had a Torah, all we had was our identity. All we had was our names. Once we have a Torah, so the names didn't matter as much. There's no mitzvah in a Jewish name. So the names didn't matter as much. You could use secular names. So you could have Tanoim and Amoraim. You could have Magid Mishnah named Rabbeinu Vidal. You know, it's okay. It's not a problem after he says Mechor Adavar. Moshe doesn't like it, but he says it wouldn't be a halachic problem. Anyway, so that was all answer number one, why we don't have Halel on Purim. Answer number two, Rav Nachum Ramar, Kriyasa Zuhi Elila. We do have Halel on Purim. Kriyasa Megillah is our Kiyum of Halel. The Mi'iri writes in Maseches Megillah, according to this, if you hold like this answer, if you don't have a Megillah to read from, you should say Halel with a Bracha on Purim. The Shari Tshuva disagrees. He says, I understand the Svara. No, but what the Gemara is trying to explain is why they were never Mesakin Halel in the first place. Don't tell me that we're going to be Mesakin our own Halel when you have a Megillah. That was never part of the Takana of the Yom to say Halal. Third answer, Rav Amar Bishlam, also Malalu Avdei Hashem Velo Avdei Paro, Hacha Halalu Avdei Hashem Velo Avdei Achashverosh, Shakati Avdei Achashverosh Hanan. The Gula wasn't complete on Purim. We were still Avdei Achashverosh, and that's why we don't say Halal on Purim. Olav Nachman Damo Kriyosa Zui Elila, Hatani Mishnuklu Yisrael Yisrael Huchshu Kala Ratzah Sloma Shira. According to Rav Nachman, that we do say Halal on Purim through the vehicle of Kriyasa Megillah, whatever happened to the rule that you don't say Halal on the Nesin Chutz Laretz once we enter Eretz Yisrael? So Kibin Shagalu Chaz with a Teren Arishon. Yeah, but once we went into Galus, we were allowed to say Halal Nisim Chutz Laretz again. Loi, a Makav Avishal Nechoshes, they wouldn't use a flute out of copper, so Pasab Chalil Masayim Ba'abuv. We first call it a Chalil, then we call it an Abuv. Which is it? So I'm Rapapa, Haim Chalil, I know of the same instrument. Vamaykar Le Chalil, the Chalikale. It's called Chalil because it makes beautiful sounds. Tan Rabban Abuv, Haim Bamigdash Chalakaya, Dakaya, Shalkana Haya. It was smooth, it was flat, it was made out of reeds. Umi Mos Moshe, and it went back to the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. So they thought to make it nicer by lining it with gold, but then it didn't produce beautiful sounds anymore. So they took out the gold, and then it made beautiful sounds again. Again, highlighting the idea that the hider over here is not in the chefetz shel mitzvah, it is in the sounds that come out of the instrument. That's where the hider, the primary hider, has to be. They had a bell in the mikdash that was made out of nechoshes, made beautiful sounds, and it was
was dented. V'shalcha chacham v'viyum in Alexandria shalom etzrayim v'teknus. So they brought in special artisans from Egypt to fix it. V'lo yikol ha'arev. Once it was fixed, it wasn't making nice sounds anymore. Natlas tikuna v'yikol ha'arev k'mosh haya. So they unfixed it, and then it made beautiful sounds again. Machtesh ha'saisa b'mikdash. There was a grinder in the mikdash on the chash ha'saisa made out of copper. Umos mosh haya. So they went back to the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. V'yisim ha'fetem. Ha'saisa b'samim. And made the b'samim, crushed up the b'samim really well to smell really good. This pagma, but this grinder was dented. They brought artisans from Mitzrayim to fix it, and then all of a sudden it wasn't making such good smelling spices anymore. So they unfixed it and went back to doing its job. So you have these are the two kelim that where they went dated all the way back to the Mikdash Rishon, but they wouldn't they can't be fixed because they're not going to work as well if they are fixed. Rav Shmuel Chalam Kalech Vecha Chakol Kshneim Shulzav, that each one weighed as much as two gold kelim would have weighed, and one said no, two of them weighed what one gold kli would weigh, and Tanrav Yosef Shneim Shkulin Kachot Shelzav, two of them would weigh what one of them what one of gold would weigh. Tanya Rabbi Nosson Omer Shneim Hayu Shnemer Shneim Al Tikri Shneim El Shneim, that these were in fact backup kelim, because it says Shneim, you shouldn't say Shneim, rather Shneim, that these are the secondary kelim, the backup for the ones that they would actually use. Okay, that's what we'll pick up from Tanya Rabbi Shulman Wiel tomorrow.